WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Tuesday morning. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We are 1 month away from Cyndi Lauper at Xfinity Center. We are giving away tickets all this week. You can enter to win at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. It is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. We are also 1 month away from 50s Night in New Bedford. And here on WBSM, we are going to have from 3 to midnight, nothing but 50s music. 50s music playing all through the afternoon, through the evening, and into the night. 3 to midnight, all 50s music. Thanks to our great sponsors that we're lining up to help us out with this broadcast. And if you own a local business and you'd like to get involved, there's still time. Just reach out to me, Tim at WBSM.com. We can get you all the information about taking part in our 50s night broadcast, but we will have 50s music, as I've been telling you, from 3 to 10. It's all your favorite hits of the 1950s, plus a few little forgotten gems and a couple of novelty tunes and things like that. And then from 10 to midnight, it's that backseat music. The stuff that you used to play when you used to go and park. We've got kids parking was a thing. Sometimes I feel like Gilbert Gottfried doing his impression of old Groucho, having to explain things to people. Back in my day, we have this thing called necking. And you'd go to in the car and you'd park and you'd do the necking in the backseat. Anyway, I can't do it as well as Gilbert did. That was my favorite thing when I got to interview him on Spooky South Coast. I said, I want you to answer this first question as old Groucho. And he did a dead-on old Groucho. Anyway, nobody gets what you're talking about, Tim. So the 50s night broadcast will be one of the most listened to nights of the entire year here on the station and one of the most talked about nights. Everybody comes up and talks to us about it at 50s night. I know Sierra is going to be down there and our new intern, Matt, he's going to be down there. You've heard him with Chris. They're going to be down there for 50s night. I won't be there because I'm going to be at the Cyndi Lauper concert, but everybody else will have a great time without me, I'm sure. Maybe a better time because I'm not there. And WBSM will also be giving out bottles of water again, as we have in the past, too. So come on by and get a bottle of water if you're thirsty and if it's warm and you need to cool down. So, again, that's happening July 17th, and there's still time to get involved. Tim at WBSM.com if you want to come on board as one of our sponsors. So, also, we are moving into the warmer weather. Right? We're going to have some warm weather at the end of this week, hot and humid weather. And some people still may not want to put in their air conditioning. Might not want to put them in the windows, or if you have central air, might not want to turn it on yet and run up that bill. However, the alternative for many people is sleeping with a fan on all night, right? I do it. I'd sleep with a fan almost year round. I like the white noise of it, I guess, but also, you know, I like the contrast of the cool air over me and the warm air under the, I mean, obviously when it gets to be like November, December, January, I turn the fan off. That's when I'm pulling out the electric blanket. But for the most part, the rest of the year, I've got the fan on, whether it's on low, whether it's on high. Well, we've got an article at WBSM.com where some sleep experts say you shouldn't leave your fan running all night. And it has nothing to do with conserving electricity. According to the experts, it triggers allergens and asthma. So if you've been having trouble, especially, you know, now that we're in the pollen era here, if you've been having trouble it could be the fact that your fan is on all night. It creates congestion. Your body could overcool while you're sleeping. I don't think that's really been a problem for me. It gives you dry and irritated eyes. You know, there's been some days that I've woke up where I felt like one of my eyes was a little bit irritated, and I thought it was maybe my CPAP mask was leaking, but maybe it's my fan. It can cause coughing throughout the night. Well, I wouldn't know. I'm asleep. It can cause sore muscles, including a stiff neck. I don't know how my fan does that, but that's one of the things that they say that it can do. So those are just some possible conditions that can develop from sleeping with a fan all night. You know what? Still going to do it. That's not going to convince me otherwise. But you can read more about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app if you are concerned and second-guessing whether or not you want to keep that fan on all night. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails, both available to you on the WBSM app. We were talking earlier about the decision by school committee member Ross Grace not to seek re-election. You can read about that on the website and on the app. We were talking about Sean Oliver's request, Ward 3 Councilor Sean Oliver's request to the local state delegation that they consider looking into and maybe changing the state law requiring legal notices to be published in the newspaper. Because as he says, we're spending tens of thousands of dollars a year on something people aren't reading. People aren't seeing because nobody reads the newspaper anymore. Do you still get a newspaper? Do you get it delivered? Do you pick it up at a store? 508-996-0500. I'd be interested in hearing about that. And then there's some other things we can discuss as well, but let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right.
One other thing about the fans, if it's blowing directly on you, I don't know if it's exactly true, but people say, doctors have said, that it can cause you to get Bell's palsy.
Really?
Because a constant blowing across your face can cause your nerves to be reacted. Now, I'm sure somebody will call up and argue it, but a lot of truck drivers have Bell's palsy on the left side of their face because they never had air conditioning, the old timers, and it was the constant wind of the window causing hearing loss on that side and Bell's palsy.
Oh, wow.
And it can go away just as quick as it can come, but I have a friend of mine that got it when he had a fan blowing on him in his new recliner.
Very strange. I'd never heard of that. Thank you for the info.
I guess it affects the nerve endings, and so, like I said, somebody might argue the point or agree with it. I just thought I'd bring that up, too.
Thank you for the info.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
And, yeah, I get a lot of people that think that I have Bell's palsy because I have one side of my mouth. My mouth is crooked. One side is lower than the other. Not generally, but like when I smile. And people think that either I had Bell's palsy or I had a stroke or something, and it's been that way my whole life. I was born that way, missing the muscle on the right side of my mouth that holds your lip down. So my lip stays up in that area. So that's why if you see videos of me on like the WBSM page, like the Fun Friday videos and things like that, you say, what's wrong with this guy? Looks like little Nicky got hit in the face with a shovel. Nope, that's just my face. Just how I was born. 508-996-0500. Yeah, so I mean, I think many people will still take the chance sleeping with that fan on because they need it either for the physical comfort or for, you know, the white noise that it provides. But keep in mind, like, you can get that white noise on an app on your phone. And you can get whatever it is that you need, whether it be, you know, a city, honking of the horns and sirens and things like that. If that's what makes you more comfortable, to crickets chirping, to static sound, to fan noise, you can get all of that on these apps. I just have an old-time radio app. That's what I turn on when I have trouble sleeping. And then I fall asleep listening to those shows and then end up having dreams that I'm, you know, inside whatever that radio episode is. But the old time, no, Golden Age of Radio is the app that I use. It's free. It's got thousands of shows in it. And not complete archives, because there just aren't complete archives out there. But you can hear a lot of those shows like The Shadow and The Outer Limits and Boston Blackie and The Superman Serial and all these different, you know, every genre. Game shows, You Bet Your Life with Groucho, all kinds of stuff. And maybe I'm weird, but that's what I like to listen to. 508-996-0500. There's another story that I think is an interesting one. So we know about Marcelo Gomes da Silva, the 18-year-old from Milford who was taken by ICE and then released on bond. Barry had a piece yesterday, if you missed it. It's on the website, on the app. You can see it on our Facebook page about Governor Healey meeting with him and, in Barry's view, using him as a political prop. But when he was released and he started having, he started speaking to the press, he was talking about some of the conditions that he saw and endured while in this facility in Burlington, which, keep in mind, this Burlington facility is only meant to be a place that holds people for a couple of days, not for the amount of time that he was there. But he said that, you know, he was given at times given just crackers to eat, that he wasn't given prompt medical attention. And ICE pushed back on what he was saying. I said, the facts are that Marcelo Gomes da Silva received 3 meals a day to include fresh catered sandwiches, received prompt off-site medical attention despite no issues being identified, and thanked one of our officers, stating, everyone is so nice. But now, Gomes da Silva has given a interview to Channel 5, WCVB, and has countered what it is that ICE was saying. And he said, there's no reason for me to lie. I don't need to sit here and lie. Of course they have to defend their organization, but sometimes it's okay to accept that you messed up. So I guess it comes down to who you want to believe. Now, Congressman Seth Moulton and Congressman Jake Auchincloss both toured the Burlington facility immediately following Gomes da Silva's release, and that they had no concerns, but that comes from ICE. That's ICE saying that they had no concerns. You would think that either one of the congressmen would have spoken up if they did. But again, that's a place that's meant to hold people for a day or two, not for a week or more. Now, the Governor Maura Healey, issued a statement saying, I should be focusing on those with criminal backgrounds, like they said they were going to do. Instead, they're doubling down on their arrest of Marcelo Gomes da Silva, a high school student who came here when he was 6 years old, has been a model member of his community, and has no criminal record. So I guess it comes down to who you want to believe. Do you feel like this kid would not have a reason to lie? Do you feel like ICE would? I mean, it sounded pretty extreme to me, especially knowing, and I think ICE is aware, that many of those people that they have detained will probably be released. That they're not going to be held if, you know, they're people like Gomes da Silva who don't have a criminal record. That even if they're going to come back for immigration hearings, they're not going to hold them while awaiting that, just they don't have the room. So would they be feeding them more than crackers? And you know what? If they're getting fresh catered sandwiches, I should be able to provide the receipts. They should be able to show, here's how many sandwiches we ordered. They should be able to say to Channel 5, come take a look. Come tour the conditions. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, they didn't clean things up and make things look different before the camera crews arrived either. But still, like, if that's their statement, have them come and tour it and see. But just continued rhetoric back and forth. All right, I've got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line, voicemails on the WBSM app. Don't forget to enter that Cyndi Lauper contest. You could be today's winner. We'll be back in a few moments.
She sat right down on the sofa, said, where have you been? I've been waiting for you. 'Cause last night I had some so good.
This is one of those songs that I'll just keep letting play if I'm not careful and keep an eye on the clock. But it's almost time to go in the newsroom, so we're going to have to do that. When we come back, we can talk more with you at 508-996-0500. You know what I'm thinking of this morning? A baked apple pancake. Remember those from Bickford's? It was like one place around that still has them. We talked about them a while back, I think on my old 9 a.m. show. And at that time, there was a place in, I think, Somerset or Fall River that did them. And I don't think that place is around anymore. But, oh, man, I could go for one of those. I don't know that I could finish the whole thing, but I could certainly give it a good try. All right, it's time now to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
President Trump signing a trade deal with the UK. Social Security payments could rise next year, and Nintendo crushing sales records.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump says the U.S. has signed a trade deal with the United Kingdom.
We just signed it, and it's done. And so we have our trade agreement.
Trump made the announcement with the U.K. Prime Minister at the G7 summit in Canada. Trump called it a fair deal for both. Exact terms of the deal were not made public. The man accused of killing a Minnesota state lawmaker and her husband is facing federal murder and stalking charges. Minnesota acting U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson said Vance Belter visited the homes of two other lawmakers with the intention of harming them, but one was not home and he was scared off by police at the other home. Belter is also charged with shooting Democratic State Senator John Hoffman and his wife. Purdue Pharma is entering a $7.4 billion settlement with 55 U.S. states and territories.
The states and territories accused the company behind OxyContin of fueling the nationwide opioid crisis by aggressively marketing its products. The settlement will also end the Sackler family's ownership of Purdue Pharma. Money from the settlement will go to state and local governments, individuals, and Native American tribes. Since 1999, there have been more than 850,000 opioid-related overdose deaths in the U.S., according to the CDC. I'm Matt Mattinson.
California lawmakers are introducing a bill that would prohibit all levels of law enforcement from wearing items covering their faces. Democratic Senator Scott Wiener says that the bill stems from federal law enforcement operations in Los Angeles and other parts of the state in which agents' faces are hidden.
It's all new and unprecedented. We have not had an aspiring fascist dictator in this country with a who's trying to create a police state with secret police. That's what's happening right now. A year ago, people would have called me melodramatic for saying that. It's not melodramatic.
Wiener says some law enforcement officers are grabbing people off the street and throwing them into vans. There are exceptions to SB 627, known as the No Secret Police Act. President Trump wants the Fed to lower interest rates. Speaking from the White House, Trump said the U.S. has too much short-term debt and the country would save billions if the interest rate was lowered.
If he'd lowered by 2 points, we'd pay $600 billion a year. That's for years, 10 years, 12 years, whatever we make it. But we can't get this guy to do it.
Without mentioning Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell by name, Trump said Powell's nickname is too late because he waits too long to cut the rates. Trump added he's not going to fire Powell. Social Security's cost of living adjustment could go up 2.5% in 2026. That's what analysts are predicting, but But that could change depending on what effect President Trump's sweeping global tariffs could have on prices. The adjustment is calculated based on price and inflation data from July, August, and September. The increase could go up if those numbers do too. Nintendo's newest video game console is breaking sales records.
The Switch 2, released last week, managed to rack up more than 3.5 million units sold in just 4 days. That makes it the fastest-selling console in the history of the company. The Switch 2 retails for about $450. I'm Mark Mayfield.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Mariners last night 2-0 in Seattle. Both teams back at it again tonight at 9:40.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
A little bit of a murky morning on this Tuesday. Temperatures on either side of 60 degrees, some patchy fog, more cloud cover, and a couple of showers here for the South Coast. And that's how it's going to be throughout the day. Not a washout by any stretch, but a couple drips and drops, and we still keep the clouds around as we move into the afternoon. Temperatures a little below average today, even a little bit more than a little along the coast. We'll be in the mid and upper 60s for the coast. And then as you head inland, you're looking at the upper 60s and low 70s. But if you like it warm, just wait a couple days. There is much warmer weather on the way for the middle of the week. I'm ABC6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Mirror kissing. Mirror kissing. Sugar kissing. Lips like sugar. 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 Sugar kissing.
And welcome back. And a little echo in the Bunny Men there. And one of those weird kind of 80s things where it's like, well, I don't know if this is making me feel emotionally wrought over this song or if I want to actually get up and dance. But if you want to get up and dance tomorrow, well, you can do that to help the Zeitarian as they're looking to support their Beyond 100 campaign to continue renovating and restoring their 100-plus-year-old building. And that's why there's going to be a big party tomorrow at Cisco Brewers on the waterfront in the south end of New Bedford. Live music, dancing, roving entertainers, and fun activities for the kids. Of course, East Coast Soul will be there. And that means you're going to get 1960s Soul and Motown along with current hits all the way through. And that's going to give you a lot of opportunities to dance. There'll also be all kinds of live entertainment, including Mentalist John Stetson, a living muse, aerialist, disco ball dancers, hula hoop performers, and more. It's all happening from 6 to 10 p.m. at Cisco Brewers in New Bedford. They will also have food and beverage available for purchase. So tickets are pay what you can. It's a $25 minimum, but if you want to pay more than that, you certainly can. And it all goes to helping restore the Zeitarian. Kids under 12 are free. And don't forget, too, if you do want to take part, they're also offering free transportation. You can go to the Z's website and sign up for it. Reliable Bus Lines is going to be bringing people from downtown New Bedford to Cisco. They will leave every 30 minutes from the DeMello International Center parking lot starting at 5:15. And the last departure from Cisco will be at 10. So you'll get plenty of chances to get on that shuttle and get back and forth. You can park in the Zeitarian garage and take that shuttle over and not have to worry about finding parking at Cisco. So it's all happening again tomorrow at Cisco Brewers from 6 to 10 to help raise money for the Zeitarian's continued restoration. It's the Raise the Roof Party happening tomorrow at Cisco Brewers. All right, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right.
You were talking about baked apple pancakes.
Yes.
Now, how do they make them? My father used to love to make pancakes, and we put everything in it. We used to cut up apples. So he just cut them up small and all that, and saute them a little bit, and then he put them in the pancakes and fried them in the pan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess with this, you put it in the oven and bake it in a pan, like in a cake pan, and then it kind of rises up and makes, it's almost like an apple pie.
Oh, no kidding.
They used to have them at Bickford's. That was like that was their signature thing.
Yeah, they didn't have any Bickford's around here, did they?
I don't know. By the time I lived in this area, they were all gone. I know there was one in Raynham.
Yeah. And Denny's too, they were good. And then also, you know any movies that's going to be in the Vineyard this week for Jaws week?
I don't know who they're bringing in, but I know they're making a big deal out of this.
My nephew he rented a house out there for a week. He rented it last year for this week because he's turning 50 the same day as Jaws movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they rented that and they're there for the week. I know the guy that was holding the fin, the kid that was holding the fin in the movie, that kept saying shark, 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 and he was just holding a fin up in the water. Did you ever see it, the movie?
I did. People get mad at me when I give my opinion about Jaws.
Oh, I love it.
I think it's an overrated movie.
Oh, I loved it. I watched it so many times. But anyway, that guy's going to be there. He's probably about 60 now. He was 10 years old in the movie. But I don't know if they're going to have a lot of different things going on. So
I know they're having a local party this weekend in Fairhaven.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you can take part in that.
Movie. No, sorry.
Well,
sit on the beach. Is it the beach at night? I know they're having the movies are showing at night there. What are they having during the day? Like a big.
Yeah, they got some different stuff planned. Festival. I know they're going to be doing a dunk tank and some other things too. So.
They'll have fun with that. But I'm too old for that.
Maybe I would have gone to see it on the big screen and see it with other people. Maybe that would have made a difference in how I feel about it. But it's my son's birthday, so we'll have other plans. But I've always
his birthday the same day.
The 21st, yeah.
Yeah, the same day as my nephew's. Yeah.
But I always felt like the movie was just overrated. Like it's a good movie, but I don't think
I love Richard Dreyfuss.
I don't know why people get so excited about it. And then
I never went and saw it water after that.
And then I saw somebody disparaging Jaws 3 the other day online. I said, I will not deal with any disparaging of Jaws 3, even though it's super cheesy. Kids with HBO back in the 80s, we saw that movie a million times. So
I know. Yeah. Well, I liked it. And but it was just funny that he was born on that same day 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Already. I feel very old.
Is his name Bruce? Did you name him after the shark?
No, it was Ricky. You know Rick.
Okay, yeah, I do.
From Standard Times.
Yes, but it would have been better. It would have been better if you named him Bruce. If they named him Bruce, yeah, because that was the name of the shark. That was that's what they called the mechanical shark.
Yeah, they got a book out about that. They were talking about that book. I forget who wrote it, but about the mechanical shark, the woman, the husband and wife that brought the shark over there and stuff. I don't know, the mechanical one.
And now they'll have real sharks that show up for the screening this year.
Wouldn't that be awful? Oh my God. Oh no, I don't like salt water. I did when I was a kid when I lived in Boston and Winthrop, but not.
Man, I've never been a fan.
No, I like a pool. We have a pool, and we've always had pools. But my grandmother used to live right on the ocean, Winthrop Beach, Revere Beach. It's part of that beach.
Yeah, give me a pool, give me a pond any day. The ocean, I'm like,
yeah, lake,
don't
eat it. No, too many things in there. Ooh, no. Anyway, any new restaurants you've been to at all?
No, not really. I mean, let's see.
Have you tried Tailgate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we wrote a whole story about the secret sandwich we created over
there. That's right. Yeah, my brother, they go there a lot. They love it.
I was going to get one on Father's Day because I was over at the Dartmouth Walmart, and I was like, I should get one of those sandwiches, but I ended up getting some ribs from Longhorn instead.
Oh, yeah, Longhorn's good. Yeah, very good. All right, then.
Okay.
You have a good day.
You as well.
Hey, when are you seeing Cyndi Lauper?
It's the 17th of June, July, so.
Oh, great. I like it when she was on that We Are the World tape there when everybody sang together.
Yep, she had that very memorable line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I also, do you know what kids' TV theme song, what song to a kids' show she sang?
No.
I'll tell you what. I'll play it after this commercial break I got to take.
Okay, and then I win a ticket? No.
Hey, you can still enter to win. We're still giving away tickets all week, so.
Okay. All right, you have a good day.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
All right, if you don't know what kids' TV theme song Cyndi Lauper sang, I'm going to play it for you when we come back from this break. Stay tuned. A lot of people didn't know that was Cyndi Lauper that sang that theme song, but it was. So the song was written by Mark Mothersbaugh of Devo. So Mark Mothersbaugh actually was around when the Pee-wee character was first created. So he knew Paul Rubens going all the way back to then. And so he was going to do the music for Pee-wee's Playhouse when the show launched. And they wanted to have like a kind of a fun, bouncy, carnival-like type song for the intro theme. And so Mothersbaugh wrote that song and Cyndi Lauper recorded it. And she didn't want to be credited on the song because, you know, I guess she was friends with Paul Rubens and she wanted to, you know, and friends with Mark Mothersbaugh and wanted to give them this song. And certainly she was one of the biggest stars in the world at the time. But I guess her album True Colors was just about to come out. And with that album, she was trying to be a little bit more serious and get away from kind of the goofy, weird, She's So Unusual girl that she was with her She's So Unusual album. So in order to be taken more seriously as a singer, she was credited on the Pee-wee's Playhouse song as Ellen Shaw. And they sped up her vocals and she kind of did like a little Betty Boop thing. And that's why you've got that. And for many, 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 many years, people did not know that that was Cyndi Lauper that actually sang that song. But out of all of the music that she's created, I don't think any song has brought as much smiles and joy as that song had. And I'm so glad that this Pee Wee Herman documentary, this Paul Rubens documentary that's now on Max, or as I guess it might be HBO Max again already. But I'm so glad that that is getting people to appreciate him again, because, you know, these people don't understand that the legal troubles weren't what they were made out to be, that he wasn't a bad person and that he inspired so many people, not only with the Pee-wee character, but also the work that he did behind the scenes supporting people. And so, you know, just one more thing. I don't think Cyndi Lauper is going to perform that at the show, though, folks, if you're looking forward to hearing that song. But who knows? I mean, it is her farewell tour. Maybe anything goes. All right. 508-996-0500. We've got a little bit of time left. I do have one more break I got to take before the end of the hour. Chris McCarthy will be in here with South Coast Now, coming your way in just a little bit. And I think if you want to kind of dive back into some of the topics that we were discussing earlier, I think that the ongoing back and forth between ICE and Marcelo Gomes da Silva, I don't think that that's going to go away, because I think this kid has now been motivated. A kid who probably, you know, what'd they say? He wanted to be a plumber and now he's thinking about becoming an immigration attorney. I think he's been motivated by this whole thing. And if he feels like there's more that needs to be exposed on this, I would say that there's probably going to be more that's done, because the politicians are listening to him. So we'll see where that goes. All right, I got to take this last break. Let me get it in. We'll be back in a few moments to wrap things up. All right, we'll take a quick call here to end things up. Get about 2 minutes.
Hey, good morning. My question is that kid, he's an illegal immigrant, obviously, but they were initially going after his father, right? Has his father turned himself in?
His father's been out there and nobody's taken his father into custody, so.
So he's still on the run.
Maybe they decided that they don't want to take him in anymore.
I doubt it. If they went to go look for him to begin with, I doubt they'd waste all that time.
Well, you know what they want to bring him in for, right? Because he speeds and he got a parking ticket.
Yeah, you know, we're illegal. And if we break the law, we break the law.
Okay. So, well, I hope they pull you over for speeding and throw you in a detention facility, too.
Oh, I've been there. I've been there.
For speeding?
Far for the course. Jail is jail. You don't have to like it.
But was it for speeding? You know?
Other things as well.
Yeah, because speeding isn't that big of a deal.
And he's an illegal immigrant anyways, isn't he?
Listen, it's not a jailable offense.
Okay.
They don't throw you in jail for that.
They tried to assassinate Trump twice and elevated all his civil misdemeanors up to felonies.
Who's they? Who's the they that tried to assassinate Trump? Two idiots that obviously made terrible decisions.
Okay.
What conspiracy are you peddling today?
I'm not. I'm just having fun. How's that fiddle practicing going?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah, of course you don't know. You never know what you're talking about. That's your problem.
I actually do.
Yeah, you think you do, but you're an idiot. Oh, look, he hung up. He's so smart. I wish I was as smart as he was. I wish I could see through everything and know the